Shopping online this festive season? It's not just you looking for a steal. Help protect yourself with an email password that's easy to remember and harder to hack. Just look around you right now and choose 3 random words. For me, it's chocolate, keyboard, ooh, snorkel. What a bargain. Go on, make your password even stronger with 3 random words and take your email security to another level. Search CyberAware from the National Cyber Security Centre.
If every day you shopped in the sun or under the stars, if every day was Urban Outfitters, Miami skater, statement maker, if every day was LA dresses, oversized glasses, if every day was pushed up, lace trimmed, if you knew Victoria's Secret, if every day was super skinny, super hooded, super dried, if every day demanded a double take, if every day was a little bit wonderful.
Sage. I can't believe I'm stuck here because of sage. I don't even know what sage looks like, let alone how to turn it into stuffing. And now I won't have time to get it anyway. So there'll be no stuffing, just me eating my own fist as my frozen-faced mother-in-law gives Phil one of her looks. Why did you marry this girl, Philip? She can't even make her own stuffing. And she's right, I can't. Because I'm stuck here. Hello?
Mrs. Howard?
Yes?
It's Sean from RAC. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Purcell invite kids aged 4 to 10 to come and create a messy masterpiece of their favourite thing at a Fabulous Masterpieces art event.
There are some extremely silly prizes on electricals this week at Index. A Vivitar 4 megapixel digital camera is a daft £79.99. There's also an 8-foot trampoline at £79.99. Check out the Christmas gift guide in store now. Index, seriously good choice. Extremely silly prices.
I've got my house keys, my car keys, keys for my locker at the gym, and keys for my secret chocolate stash. I've got keys for my bike, to the office, keys to my mum's, a key to next door's rabbit hutch. These are the keys to my boyfriend's flat. I should have a key to the fridge. And I've got this key here for... I'm not quite sure what that key's for.
Pretty Polly, for all and all and all of you.
Movie Nights is sponsored by popcorn.co.uk, the film website.
Turning your back on Europe will put your future at risk. We're either in or we're out. Vote pro-Euro Conservative.
Once more with feeling!
Popcorn.co.uk.
Oh yes, that's the spot there!
Another satisfied customer.
Oh, it looks perfect there.
The Iron Bed Company, the joy of Sussex. Visit the new showroom, Terminus Road, Chichester. 95% fat-free, that's me. With my potato salad, you just wait and see. I've got tender stem broccoli green and asparagus all steamed with a little basil olive oil for dressing. You see, I'm Kathy keen to be Mrs. Healthy in the Park, so it's sweet leaf salad and red and green spinach and maybe some Kathy French fries for fun. Well, no need to go mad, is there?
Exclusive deli food from Marks and Spencer.
Hello?
Hello, Mum, it's me.
Oh, hello, Lynn.
Kiki.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Did you have a nice birthday?
Oh, what a lovely time. It was
did
great.
You? Where did you go?
Oh, well, I didn't sleep for 4 days. I was just, like, everywhere.
Did you?
I've just been on the phone to Rosie, and I was telling her because I went to this... I went to this bar on Friday night.
Yes.
And there was all these people there I knew, and I thought it was like everyone had told everyone else and they were all there for my birthday. And I was going, oh, I was so pleased. But as it
turned... They weren't.
No, they weren't. They were there for somebody's leaving do.
Oh, I see. You thought... Bigot. Okay.
All right, then.
Bye.
See you, Mum. Bye.
Bye.
BT. It's good to talk.
These 8 young men are the UK's most pathetic wimps. They've all lost the idea of what it is to be a real man. But they're about to embark on a mission to turn their lives around. Through a series of brutal trials, they'll be battling to rediscover the value of courage, strength, pain, honour. And the ones who survive might even learn how to fight their way out of a wet paper bag.
He was a difficult child. Even when he was at school, he was troublesome. He had few friends and he was never very communicative. I would see him walking around the pavements looking very distrustful of people, and he would avoid looking at you. He had to do military service, which he wasn't happy about. So he used to walk around the military camp with a dummy in his mouth, and a doctor wrote him off as being unbalanced, and he was discharged.
As soon as Wolf began to feel that he would like a decent meal, he went and knocked on Grandma's door. When Grandma opened it, she saw the sharp white teeth, the horrid grin, and Wolfie said, "May I come in?" Poor Grandmama was terrified. "He's going to eat me up," she cried. And she was absolutely right. He ate her up in one big bite. But Grandmama was small and tough, and Wolfie wailed, "That's not enough. I haven't yet begun to feel that I have had a decent meal." He ran around the kitchen yelping, "I've got to have another helping." Then added with a frightful leer, "I'm therefore going to wait right here till little Miss Red Riding Hood comes home from walking in the wood."